Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Compassionate Capitalist Radio Show. This is Karen Rand, your host. I am a compassionate capitalist, and what that means is it's all about having, investing in businesses, helping entrepreneurs bring innovation to market, create jobs, and create wealth. And that is compassionate capitalism. And it's the investors that we work with are compassionate capitalists. Angel investors, for the most part, are compassionate capitalists. Anybody that's out there retired at SCORE or whatever, they're all compassionate capitalists. It's, people that are out there helping entrepreneurs bring incredible ideas to market, and those investors that invest in them are compassionate capitalists. So today our topic is going to be reviewing the what happened last Wednesday at our NBAI, the Network of Business Angels and Investors member event, where we brought together a host of different types of companies and a number of investors to meet and greet and get to know each other and look at these different investment opportunities. And we're going to be hearing from the various folks that attended that event. I think a lot of companies will be calling in, as well as maybe some of the investors or other folks that attended. And we're right in the midst of the summer, so I hope everybody's staying cool out there, staying inside when it gets too hot. We are challenged a lot of times when we do these kind of events, depending on the seasonality of things. And so this was probably one of our smaller events compared to what we've done in the past with the number of people that were in attendance. But it was remarkable, the results that got done. For the companies that were there, they made great connections. Some of them made very good strategic connections. And for the companies that were our table participants, it's an incredible opportunity for them to learn about the process of what a real investor's liked. And, we had a couple of investors that said that these two couple things they were looking at, we'll hear from them a little bit later on, NewView Pharmaceuticals, a couple of things check out on them, they're going to be in. So it's always good to, you never know what's going to happen no matter what size the crowd is. So I want to go ahead and open up the airwaves here for these folks that have called in to share their insights and to our listening audience, so you can hear all that goes on at one of these events. It's a closed-door event, so a lot of times you can go to our website and also on my Angel Investor blog. My Angel Investor blog is myvirtualangelworld.com, myvirtualangelworld.com. And there's a slideshow of pictures from the event, but you can also go to the launchfn.com website and under investor events, and you can learn all about what goes on. There's a video there, what goes on at our events. And then there's also at nbai.net, that's for the Network of Business Angels and Investors, nbai.net. That is where investors go to learn about membership, and there's also a slideshow going on there. So, but it's always great to hear live from the people that are in the room. So the way this works is that I'm going to unmute your phone and call out your last four digits, so you know that you're going live on the air. And I got hopefully this will work as planned. I've got 2381. That is the extension of the first caller, 2381. Introduce yourself. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing? My name is George Love.
George. How are you?
Doing fine today. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you made it back home safe and sound, not quite the travel challenges that you had the first time you came, when you were coming into town.
Yeah, you're right about that. That was pretty good.
So good. So here's what we want you to do. I know we're excited to have you at the event. You were one of those companies that was eager to be at the event. You've made quite a commitment by coming from you're up in the D.C. area, right?
I am.
And so, we appreciate you coming down. Tell everybody, say your name again, your company name, what you do, and what you got out of being at the event on Wednesday.
Well, my name is George Love. I'm the inventor of a window screen that blocks out pollen, UV ray light, allergies, all kind of pollutants in the air. And the company name is ScreenAir.com. And I made a window screen that blocks out everything, saves people on energy costs and on their health problems. So they suffer from allergies, migraine headaches, it blocks out UV ray light. It does a number of things. It is easy to construct. You put it in your window. You just open your window up, put the screen in, adjust side to side, breathe in fresh air, screen air. And screen air is a wonderful product. It's really cheap, and it's good for your health. And I'm just starting my company out right now.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to tell you, it's not cheap. It's a great value. Right?
It is a great value.
It is a great value, right? You just want it. It's a great value because, I mean, it is inexpensive, but, you know, it's just, I mean, relatively speaking. And so let me, and it's a great, exciting thing. You know, one of the times, and this is what some of the investors told me when they saw after they had met George at the event, they said, sometimes, you know, one of the things that's most exciting about some of this stuff is when you see something that is so simple. I mean, it's such a simple idea, but you just know that it's going to be adopted by, it's such a groundswell because it is so simple. So, you know, it is something that really any size window can use it. You just plop it in whenever you want to open up your windows. You know, I could be doing it right now. It's a nice breeze outside. You want to open up your windows and let the air come in. But you don't want to, you know, have your, particularly in Atlanta, we get in the south, everything gets coated in yellow. You know, so nobody opens up their windows in the springtime because it's yellow everywhere, right? And so you want to open this thing up. It blocks all that, plus all these families that have challenges with asthma and various things like that. They can have their windows open without a problem. And George is taking this to market not only in a consumer product that can go, you can order it off your website now, right, George?
My website is ScreenAir at LLC.com at AOL. You can check my website out and order it right off the website.
No, well, that's your email address or your website?
Website.
Okay, ScreenAirLLC.com?
ScreenAirLLC.com is
okay.
My website.
Okay, I thought you had said something about AOL in there. So, okay, ScreenAirLLC.com. You can go to learn more about that. But he's also, you know, taking it to on the big side, the wholesale side, where, you know, he's working on, and one of the things that George is looking for and one of the things we're helping him with is strategic relationships to help him get this to market and commercialize it so builders can put it directly in and replace the screens that they use now that are, you know, don't really work. You know, and there's not been innovation in the screen marketplace in what, you know, 50 years or something, right? And so, you know, taking this new patented screen and make it as part of the windows, and so new home construction can have it. And then also for replacement screens, for the people that manufacture screens, to be able to take his patented screen mesh and use that on the bolts, and then they can, you know, for people that are doing add-ons and are doing replacement windows or just want to replace their screens, can go and do this on there. I'd love to. We just replaced a screen on our screen door. I wish I had some on it for my screen door.
I've been perfect. You've been breathing fresh air because it blocks out anywhere from 50 to 90% of the pollen that's in the air.
Yeah.
So you breathe air and save the money on your gas and electric bill. You know, if you
right.
can turn off, everyone in the United States can turn off their air conditioners and open up the windows and breathe in fresh air, they'll be saving a lot of money on their gas and electric bills and on their health. You know, so it's a great product, you know.
So tell us, how did you, what did you think of the event? What did you get out of it?
Well, the event was very eye-opening, you know, because I'd never jumped in front of a group of investors such as your investment group of angel investors, and it was so eye-opening to be informed of so many people and their new ideas and their products, and it was just, it blew me away, you know. I was just flabbergasted by everything that was going on. I was excited. I was like, this is the place I need to be. You know, this place will launch my company into the next millennium. Oh,
well, all right then.
Yeah, it was a wonderful
place. We
hope so.
I want to be a part of that. I want to hang on to your coattails.
Hang on, you'll make some money.
Okay, well, thanks so much for calling in. So that's George Love with Screen Air is his company, and his product is this incredible, simple, elegant, but incredibly effective adjustable size screen that fits into any existing window, and then he's got the ability to take it. He wants to commercialize it and go into the manufacturing, partnering with people that are already doing the manufacturing on that. And we're going to be working with him to get him ready to be presented at the next event and get him all queued up and ready to go to take this whole thing to, you know, a whole new dimension.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, George. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller that I'm bringing on, the last four digits are 1691. 1691. Welcome. You're on the air.
Karen Raj Kolosinski, Newview Therapeutics. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Roger. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to do, we were planning on doing your full interview, but I think we were going to do it at the end of the segment. Do you have time to stick around for that?
Sure, no
okay.
problem.
I'm going to let you go ahead and just give a little bit like George did now, and then we'll come back at the end because we do a little music segment in the middle so we can separate and you can get that recording yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Sure.
So like George said, I mean, you were one of our presenters. So, you know, tell everybody what you're doing in a sort of a nutshell, and then we'll go into more depth later on.
Well, briefly, what we've come up with, Newview Therapeutics is a company in a chemotherapeutic regimen. We've come up with a completely new, we believe, innovative way of delivering chemotherapeutics to the cancer patients, and in fact, what we have found is it looks like we've been able to eliminate some 95% of all of the side effects. As everyone knows that have been around cancer patients, they get very debilitated, and it's probably more from the chemotherapeutic toxicity than it is from the disease, but the hair loss and sickness and vomiting and so forth. We believe that with this whole regimen, we're going to help the patient get through the therapies. So with that, I can leave it for the future. Leave it for future discussion here.
Okay, so good. Now, we'll dig right into that. I mean, the thing that that was the, I guess, the, you know, just for those folks that listen to this particular segment, Rogers, you know, this is a unique kind of a company. We have a broad stage of companies that come through our portal, if you will, to our access to capital system. And you just heard from one that was very much a startup. And but in Rogers' case, you're well beyond that because significant amount of money, the original technology came out of NASA, right?
Parts of it came out of NASA and two other innovations that we've integrated to create this whole new therapeutic response.
So
yes.
Significant brain matter and capital has gone into developing this technology, and it's been going through various forms of testing, and really you have multiple pieces of the solution, and many of these needles, these things are going to be ready to be delivered right now, so you're real close to being able to produce revenue. Even though you've got a high-end type of biomed type of solution, most of the time investors look at an opportunity in your particular space and they don't think that the company can make revenue for 5 or 10 years from now, and you're right at this cusp of being able to generate revenue. So you're a unique blend of a biomed life sciences company, but also something that has very tangible products that can go to market and generate revenue right away.
Exactly. In fact, we're looking to start distribution with our first biopsy and delivery needles and probes in July, August of this year.
So that's terrific. So give us tell everybody what your website is so they can go and learn more about what it is you're doing.
Certainly. It's www.newview therapeutics.com.
Great, and I misspoke earlier. I called you Newview Pharmaceuticals, so I apologize for that. This is Newview Therapeutics. So, give us some feedback on what you thought about the event. You've been to lots of different events. You attended our SPEC event, and obviously this was significantly different than our SPEC event. And even, as I mentioned early on, a little bit different than our normal NBA and I event because of the summertime lull, I guess. But, you know, share some insights on your experiences as a presenter at the event.
Sure enough. I can tell you that I've probably been to some 10 events over the last 2 years with different both venture capital and angel investors, and I have to say that the two events that I've spent with both SPEC and your closed presentation here just within the last few days, I've gotten more out of those two events than I have out of the last 8, 10. So I thank you so much, and it looks like we are moving forward with where we plan on going with the company, and could not ask for better attention and a better presentation and follow-up by you folks as well. You do a heck of a job, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. I just lifted up about 4 inches with that. I feel great.
Oh, you deserve it. You deserve it.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to come back to you here in a few minutes, and we'll do our formal interview, okay?
Okay, very good.
Okay, terrific.
Take care.
Okay, our next caller up is last four numbers are 2416. Welcome, you're on the air. 2416, did you want to? Oh, you hung up. I'm sorry. Sometimes we get folks that don't want to talk, and that's okay. You don't have to talk. If you call back in to listen, I will not put you back on and put you on the spot, but sometimes they want to listen. Sometimes they are just calling in to listen because they're driving or something and they're not in front of their computer. So I apologize for that. The next one that's up is 4555. 4555, you're on the air.
Hi, Karen. This is Chuck Hofer from New Vision Pharmaceuticals.
That's where I got confused. It was New View Therapeutics and New Vision Pharmaceuticals, and I blended them. So.
Sorry about that. Welcome to the show,
Dr. Hofer. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
So good. So appreciate you calling in. You bring an interesting, a unique perspective for one of our attendees because you're a strategic advisor. Well, here, you introduce yourself. Tell people what you do because you are sort of the guru of business in our Atlanta community around here. So, you know, tell folks who you are, where you work, and how you came to be working with the company that you brought into our event.
Okay. I'm Dr. Charles Hofer. I'm the only Regents Professor of Entrepreneurship in the University System of Georgia. For a large number of years, I was at the University of Georgia, but more recently I transferred to Kennesaw State University in the Atlanta area. I have lived all the time I've been in Georgia in the Atlanta area because that's where most of the individuals who are going to be related to serious entrepreneurship also live. That is, you need attorneys who know about IP, you need venture capitalists, angels, and the whole group. So I've been here for over 27 years now, and I have had the good fortune to have a number of teams of students at both the University of Georgia and at Kennesaw State University who have not only learned how to develop business plans, but have actually commercialized their technologies. So my last year, for example, at UGA, I had two teams. One of them finished fourth in the Global Challenge Mood Corp, and they've just gotten launched. And the other one, TNT International Seafood, is also up and running. So I'm very, very pleased with those. But when I moved to Kennesaw, I've had the opportunity to also work with a number of firms of differing sizes. We have one very small firm that was basically somebody who was doing just tax preparation, but we think we were able to point them in a way to do that better. But the firm that I'm working with today in New Vision Pharmaceuticals is basically the result of a very, very brilliant first-generation American from the Soviet Union. Boris Gorenstein is the inventor of our technologies, and when he was just a teenager in the former USSR, he took fourth place in their science competition at the age of 14, came back at 15 and took second place and won the whole thing at 16.
Wow.
And so he's very, very bright and very, very creative in putting things together. And as soon as he got to the U.S., he actually developed a product called BioShield that neutralizes mace in under 3 minutes and is now required by federal law to be applied by law enforcement officers once they mace you, but only after they get the cuffs on you. they can mace you, and they don't have to wipe you down, but once you're in cuffs and you can't resist anymore, they basically wipe you down with this product that neutralizes it. In any event, Boris basically had a situation where his wife's grandmother was going into the Soviet healthcare system, and theirs is not nearly as good as ours. And one of the things that frequently happens there is people will get and ultimately die of bed sores. And given that Boris was very, very good at developing products, his wife basically asked him whether there's anything he could do, and he basically put together a product that was used in. I'm pleased to say that she eventually, while she passed away, it was after 7 years of totally good health, and never during that period of time developed any bed sores, even though over 30% of the people there not only develop them, but frequently die within a year or so of doing that. Bed sores are a major problem in the U.S. healthcare system as well. In fact, there are over 1.3 million people get bed sores every year in U.S. hospitals and healthcare. And as of last October, Medicare and Medicaid have stopped reimbursing for that. The direct cost, just in terms of medication, is well over $17 billion. There's about another $38 billion in terms of hospital rooms, nurses, and all the associated cares. And actually, given our legal system, there's another $35 billion in legal cost, you know, because there are close to 60,000 people who die every year because of infectious complications with their bed sores. In fact, what most people don't even realize is that Christopher Reeve, who we all know as Superman, actually died not from kryptonite, but from complications of his bed sore.
That's true. I remember hearing that, and I was just amazed, because I'm thinking, somebody of his means that really can have access to the absolute best medical care that anybody could buy, and for him to be, that's amazing. That's one of the things that's amazing, is because, you know, somebody like that, to die of something that you think people take for granted, like, oh, somebody's got to be a way to fit, you know, mm-hmm. prevent that.
Well,
and then here you've got all these people that have no access to really treatment. I mean, it's probably even a bigger problem than what you described that we don't even realize.
Well, it is. And basically, what the Christopher Reeve story shows is that even the very best of care doesn't work. And right now, there is not a single product on the market, with the exception of a few airbeds, that make any claims that they can prevent bed sores. And we've been using those bed sores for over 10 years, and yet if you look at the hospital statistics, the incident rate of bed sores has gone up. So obviously they do not work, but the reason why people have been spending money on them is because of the magnitude of the problem. So as a consequence, there are a number of products that are available to try to treat the bed sores once you get them, but not to prevent them. And what Boris had done was to develop this product, and he did it in a very, very unique way. He basically looked at what it was that caused the bed sores, and basically, for a whole variety of reasons, it was a deterioration of your skin. Basically, what happens is the precipitating event is you're lying, and your bones are pressing against your skin, against a hard spot, so that the skin that's between the bone and the hard spot basically gets really pinched and gets damaged. And if that pressure isn't relieved, or if the damage is too great, it's difficult to recover. And basically what Boris's product does, it's applied topically as a medicated wipe, it basically provides a whole variety of nutrients that re-strengthen the skin. You know, basically it gets transdermally absorbed, and by helping the skin to regenerate itself, when I say the skin, I mean the skin and the tissue immediately below it, it minimizes and mitigates the risk of doing this. Fortunately, because of the topical product, we do not need FDA approval to bring it to market, but we have completed all the safety and the biocompatibility testing needed. But since it's difficult to prove a negative, what we will be doing is offering it to some nursing homes and hospitals this year for free, let them do their own testing for about 3 months. And given that the average, let's say, nursing home has probably 16 bed sore patients a year, that would mean during that 3 months they'd normally have about 4. Our expectations are, based on our results, that they won't get any with our treatment. And so our anticipation is that what they'll do is, after they see how effective it is, they'll offer to buy the follow-on supply, but probably continue testing it for another 3 or maybe even 6 months until the statistics become sufficiently clear that they then want to use it throughout the whole system. But the great benefit of it is that we can literally, if it were used completely throughout the U.S. healthcare system, save billions of dollars in cost, and more importantly, thousands of lives every year.
Okay. Well, all of that is very exciting, and we were real excited. You know, I remember seeing this company presented originally at the MIT forum run by the pros,
mm-hmm.
So I was excited that they came in and, started to put their toe in the water with us and got to meet a few investors and start to, be a part of our community. And would you like to share any thoughts you have about the event?
Well, we certainly deeply appreciated the opportunity at the event. Certainly it was one of the more interesting and better run ones, and we had a great opportunity to meet a number of people and who we believe are going to be very, very important to us. As you know from doing that, and it's unfortunately we don't have more time on the radio because we also have a second product for the treatment of diabetic ulcers, but that's been 100% successful in beta test, but that has to go through FDA approval. So right now we're looking to, with your help and the people who are at your event and so forth, to raise the money needed to launch that. Of course, we do have, we're just in the process of building our website, but we do have an email or 2 or 3 email addresses where if there's anybody who wants to get in touch with us and send us an email and learn more information, we could send that to them.
Okay, go ahead, tell folks how to...
The primary one as an email address now, not a website, is info@nuvision.com. And if by chance that doesn't work, you can always try me, just chofer@gmail.com.
Okay, so terrific. Yep, that's hopefully folks will reach out to you and get some more information, and we hope that you guys will be plugging in. And I know Boris is contemplating on whether he's going to be ready for the August event, but we'll be working with you in some form or capacity and try to help make sure that this product gets to market, because again, that's what we are, compassionate capitalists. We want to see this innovation get to market, because it truly can change the people's lives. So thank you so much
for all of your help.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Hofer, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do for not only us, but everyone else who's trying to bring wonderful new products to the American society. You do a marvelous job. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. This is a good day. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is the last 4 digits is 8711. Welcome. You're on the air.
This is Dr. Tyler. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Tyler. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you again.
It is. It's good to talk to you, too. So we were excited to have you at the event. You're going to be changing the world in a whole different way than the other folks that have called in. So tell our folks exactly what you got going on and how exciting it is.
Okay. I am the current CEO of Educational Enterprises, and what we are is an educational consulting company. And we are now expanding, we're looking to expand globally. There are 3 divisions of our company, which was originally started in 1999. The first division is our tutoring division, in which we do private and We do public school tutoring. We do private tutoring for people that, you know, call, for example, Sylvan, where you go, you know, to Sylvan, and you can go to their center and you can get private tutoring. Or we do tutoring around the United States for the No Child Left Behind, if anyone is familiar that with that program. It's a George Bush initiative that started, that was voted into law in 2001. Since 2002-2003 school year, we have provided free tutoring services to students through the Supplemental Educational Services Program, where if you are at a Title I school and you are free and reduced lunch and your school has not met adequate yearly progress, your students at those schools are eligible for free tutoring. So those are the things that we provide with our tutoring piece. We also have an educational products division that began in 2007. We have a character called Alphabet. We have books, CDs, T-shirts, and some storybooks that we are promoting right now that we plan on doing globally with the Alphabet. Our first book is called Dr. Tyler Presents A through Z. It is a book and a CD. That is a hip-hop CD that we're going to be using music as we develop additional programs with all types of music to teach children, which is we have found to be a really, really good tool. It's good for the brain, and it's good exercise, so it helps with our childhood obesity in our school systems as well. And then our third piece is our entertainment division, in which we're going to be using our character and the other characters that we develop for math and for social studies and for science to make cartoons and television shows and animated movies. So that's what we're doing. We're here to, our goal is to have a global educational system where children from all around the world are on the same level. We want to level the playing field. We want to integrate education and entertainment to make better learners and better people in society.
Terrific. I mean, and you use the example, you know, people, sometimes they might hear that and they go, okay, how can you be, you know, how can somebody be really successful in, you know, it's a book, it's entertainment, it's this kind of stuff. Tell people your comparison to, you know, what Dora the Explorer did.
Okay, and I have three examples. First off, just as a business, because we do work with the Department of Education, there is, for Title I, there's $1.5 billion that's going to be allotted this school, for 2010 school year, specifically for Title I. So that is one of the larger pieces of revenue that we have. So it's lots of money in the public educational system for these programs. For our entertainment piece, Dora the Explorer is a little Latin girl that they started their business in 1999. I believe that it was three people. One of them may have been an educator. I'm not sure. But what she does is she speaks Spanish, and she has some friends, Spanish and English, and she has some friends that they have grown, other characters that have been developed, Diego, she has a little monkey. It's so many different characters that have been developed that entertain the children. But she is everywhere. She started in 1999, and then in 2004, so after 5 years, in their fifth year, they made $1 billion. They grossed $1 billion. So she's a money-making machine. I have a home in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was in the grocery store in Harris Teeter, and there was an end cap with Dora the Explorer. So she is a marketing machine. Bed sheets, trash cans, clothes, pens, pencils, anything that you can think of that your child would have, Dora the Explorer is on it. So she, you know, marketing machine. Additionally, with the books, they are called everything will be Dr. Tyler Presents. Our first storybook is called The Story of Alphabet. It's similar to Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss, even though he's not alive anymore, he makes $12 million a year. So, still. And I grew up on Dr. Seuss. Children are growing up now on Dr. Seuss. People before me grew up on Dr. Seuss. He's something that is a staple in American society. I'm not sure about how he's doing around the world, but he's something, you know, he's that guy. And so as Dr. Tyler presenting, I feel like the longevity of what we're going to do will be similar to that. Additionally, we're looking at, we have modeled some of our things after Walt Disney. And Walt Disney, again, who is similar to Dr. Seuss, who is no longer with us, is an entity that does $35 billion a year. And he never taught an A, a B, or a C. But he did teach you about dreams, and he taught you how to believe in yourself. And so with these things, I believe that putting them all together with education, that is the necessary component. And since we're beginning at the beginning of communication with the alphabet, our character's name is alphabet, and without the alphabet, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Right, exactly.
So with that, coupled with my background in education, I do have a doctorate in curriculum instruction. I have been a classroom teacher in public, private, parochial schools, K through 12, and I have a background in special education. And with the entertainment piece, and me being an educator, me being just a good, smart individual, it is because of my background, and it is because my parenting. It is because the teachers that I had and the people that took interest in my education and in my well-being. So if we are committed to that, we are able to make change, we are able to generate revenue, and we're able to make a better society. And so I feel like what we have is awesome.
Absolutely. Well, we are. We think so too. You know, you're definitely at that exciting beginning stage where you've got a whole bunch of things already developed, and you've got all these pieces of this incredible puzzle that you're putting together, and it's just a matter of getting a little capital to fuel that pump and get that thing going, and then I can just tell from meeting your team the other night that you have a deep bench of experience and strategies and things that you're using to take this thing to market, and we hope to be able to work with you and help you make it all come true.
Definitely, but just so you know, this isn't new. I started my company, it was a birthday gift to myself 10 years ago. And so, 9 years ago, when I have my birthday this year, it'll be our 10-year anniversary. So it's not anything new that we're doing. It's just that we're expanding. And this is, so just know that we have experience in this game right here. We're excited about the new things because you always, every day, every second is changing. And so in order for us to be on the cutting edge, we need to be looking, planning toward the future. We need to be searching for new cheese all the time. So
right.
Teaching children for today, there are many things that are going on today that were not going on 6 months ago, 1 year ago. And so if we are up on what is going on, what the needs are for children today, which is a market that is an endless market, every second another baby is being born, so you never run out of consumers for your products, and they're going to need to be educated because education is necessary. So I feel like what we have is it's a no-brainer.
So good. So also then take a moment. Let's share what did you gain out of the event you had that you attended on Wednesday?
It was very interesting. I was impressed by some of the presentations. Well, actually, I learned from all of the presentations. I thought that you and your staff had a plethora of information to give for people that were looking on expanding their businesses and meeting people that wanted to make money. So it was fun as well. So there was a knowledge base that I was not aware of that I appreciated. There were people that were coming that cared about investing in new things to make change. There were many fun ideas and useful ideas of the people that came to do their presentations. So I felt like it was awesome. And I'm still. It was 2 days ago, and I still feel happy about that experience.
Oh, terrific! Glad to hear it. Okay, so good. Well, we're looking forward to working with you and continuing on and plugging you into our Access to Capital system so we can get you ready for August and everything that needs to happen in order for you to be highly successful.
Okay, and so if anyone wants any information,
yes,
they can visit us on the web. At www.eealphabet26.com. That is our alphabet website, our product website. But our company website, and actually we're right in the middle of updating it, is educationalenterprises.com. And if you our phone number, you can call us. We're located in downtown Atlanta. You can come see us if you have any questions. My number is 404-577-8711. Dr. Tyler, I'll be happy to talk to you and answer any questions that anyone has or give you any information that you need with the area of my expertise.
Terrific. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much for calling in and sharing your experiences and talking about how exciting your company is and really excited about what the future holds.
And your company, too. I like the Planet. One of the things that I liked was the Planet funding that you introduced. That was really cool. And I wrote that down. I'm like, wow, I need to find more about that. And so I'm excited about your company as well and the things that you're doing for people.
Sure, that's ourfundingplanet.com. That's
our Funding Planet, okay.
Big initiative. We really are all in some form or fashion entrepreneurs and visionaries, right? And so
yes, definitely.
Always looking for a better way.
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, as we wrap up this main segment and get ready to go in and hear all the details from our winners, New View Therapeutics, this is a great example for entrepreneurs that are seeking to get with angel investors, seeking to build their business and get their seed capital and bridge that capital divide. LaunchFN is unique in the marketplace in that we have our fingertip on the pulse of what's going on with angel investors and the various types of angel communities out there in providing our access to capital. The group in BA&I is a long-term angel investor group, been around for a long time. They make independent decisions, and it's just one of the groups that LaunchFN puts our companies in front of. NBA&I expects us to screen them and make sure that they're ready, and we offer two sort of platforms to companies that get to present that have really are kind of beyond that seed stage. They're beyond really getting at that startup stage. They may be pre-revenue, but they really have some meat on the bones. They really have got something going on. And then the companies that come in as the tabletop presenters, they're companies that are still sort of, they might be looking for an exec with a check. They're still sort of formulating a lot of their offering. They may not have all of their offering together. They're in a learning mode and in preparation to be able to present. Or sometimes it's just a matter of timing and they haven't yet been able to get there and they might be a real, a diamond in the rough kind of a thing. But there's, so we offer two ways that folks can participate. And so getting into the event is one thing, and then LaunchFN provides a variety of services to help these companies succeed in all different areas. And as you heard from a number of the people that were a part of this particular event, that there's great knowledge to be gained. Anytime anybody is out there raising capital, as Roger talked about earlier, you end up being in front of a lot of folks at a lot of different events, and you just keep on plugging through them and keep working with those investors and keep fine-tuning and improving the message, and it all starts to come together after a while. So we're excited. If you want to plug into the LaunchFN system and learn more about how that we can help you, then please go to the launchfn.com website, launchfn.com, and click on the Get Started tab, and you can go to take the first step, which is a registration. Or on that main site, you can fill your contact information in and get some free tips and techniques for raising capital, and you can plug in that way, and it'll take you through to a page that describes more about what happens when you register. So with that, I'm going to play some music interlude as I transition over so we can interview our featured guest today. And thank you very much for tuning in. Look forward to talking to you soon. If you're an entrepreneur and if you're an investor, please plan to attend the August 12th event. And here's some music. Okay, so we're back here with the Compassionate Capitalist Show. Right now, one of the companies that presented at our last event was New View Therapeutics, and on the air with me right now is Roger Kolesinski from New View Therapeutics. Hello, welcome, Roger.
Well, hi again.
Welcome
glad
back.
To be here. Right.
So good. So now this is where we get to dig into how exciting everything is that you're doing, and tell everybody about how you got to market and where you're going and all this kind of stuff. So, go ahead. Why don't you start from fresh and tell everybody what your product does, what your company is all about, and the innovations that you're bringing to the marketplace.
All righty. Well, New View Therapeutics was formed some 10 years ago. It took us 4 years to be able to find the technologies that we desired and hoped that we could put together, that we could integrate and hopefully create a complete new therapeutic regimen of therapy for cancer patients with regards to the chemotherapeutic process. And in doing so, we have to say that we believe after some 6.5 years of research and development that, in fact, we have accomplished pretty much our goal. We're ready to come out with our first products, that of both biopsy as well as delivery devices for chemotherapeutics. And at the same time, right behind this, we have imaging agents and also microencapsulated chemotherapy, which we can initiate and inject directly into the tumor, site-specific, and have incredible results with doing so. So without getting too technical, basically what we've done is put together three technologies that allow us site specificity, allow us directional capabilities, allow us controlled release of drug, and also allow us to have better results with probably 1/2 to 1/500th of the dose of normal chemotherapeutic and getting 3 to 4-fold the kill of tissue. So we're, to say the least, quite excited about where we're going.
Well, you know what? When you talk, and I've spent some time with you, so I understand really quite how incredibly compelling this technology is. And sometimes I think that it kind of gets lost in some of the jargon for those people that don't know. So, you know, let's boil it down. Basically, the problem that most people encounter when they find out they have cancer, and this is the old, I mean, it's a bad, it's one of those dark jokes that if you can survive the chemotherapy, you can survive the cancer. And it's just because what they normally, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so say first, like, how do they deal with cancer today, you know, and why it's not as effective, and then use an example like you talked about at the event, I think it was using one of the drugs that had been used in liver cancer previously that's highly effective but also highly toxic, and in doing it the way you do it, how it can be, how it solves the problem with much significantly better results.
Well, what we have done, Karen, is we've taken the therapeutic as it stands today. Most therapies are created by a level, we call it in the industry a titer, but a level of therapeutic within the bloodstream, systemic, that is there and stands there and continues to get into and flush out of the organs and the specific areas where cancer is. And what happens is because of this level of toxicity, it starts to affect the overall immune system of the patient, and in fact affects the white cells and T cells and other specific areas such that the patient becomes very weakened, starts losing weight, doesn't want to eat, numerous things. Well, what we've done, and because of the loss, not to get too personal, but I had some loss in my family, due to cancer, and I saw people that were 180 pounds go to 60 pounds and pass away, and it's just no fun, not even to see them or watch them have to go through the process. And I said 10 years ago, something has to be done. So with that, we've looked for 4 years to do specific things with given technologies that from a biological point of view gave us certain characteristics that we hoped when we mixed them together allowed us for better result with far less and less toxic amounts of chemotherapeutic, and that's where we have accomplished the goal. As you mentioned, in particular cases, there are certain drugs that simply were not that useful and hadn't shown promise with regards to given cancers. One in particular was called 5-FU. And in fact, during lung cancers, they really didn't show too much of a result. But lo and behold, through some of our experimental studies with what we call xenographic human tissues, we found that because of our capabilities, both site specificity, controlled release, as well as the use of cryothermal effects mixed all together, that in fact we had results that were absolutely incredible where there was really no effect before. So we're even actually hoping that some other generic specific drugs that are even presently generic now, meaning that they've been over patent and they're being used day to day and manufactured by a number of companies, that these lesser drugs in expense now will in fact find new renewed capabilities with other cancers, at least the possibility of being used in other cancers because of having the strong direct site-specific content and not having to have the toxicity of the patient and the loss of immune response of the patient. So I don't know if that answers the question, but it does get very technical. But bottom line, we believe that we can eliminate most of the side effects that do affect the patient as they go through the chemotherapeutic response right now. And because of that, we're going to make it a little bit easier for the patient to not only put up with chemo, but also hopefully have a better response and better ultimate capability of patient outcome rather than what they have to go through right now.
Okay, so let's, I want to boil that down a little bit more because it's so exciting what you're doing here. And I also picked up on something first that I want to say is that, you know, sometimes, you know, the fact that, because you don't have a medical background, right? I mean, you're from like a distribution or sales background or something, is that right?
Yeah, my background was all in the sciences through college into grad school. But as far as having a medical degree, no, but I've kept up with a lot of journals and sold a lot of different specialty products over the years, which got me involved with everything from monoclonal antibodies to technetium sentinel node biopsy for breast biopsies and so forth. So there's a
okay.
number of different things. Yeah.
So you've been all around the space. So you're knowledgeable. You saw. I mean, here's the thing that I think is just really inspiring. You saw a need, and everybody has a need, you know. But so many people will, because they've had, like you brought up the other night, loved ones that have died of cancer, and so, you know, you saw a need. Everybody sees a need, but you went out there and you've invested quite a bit of your own money into this. And you went out there and you found various technologies, put a team together that had deep experience in, you know, how do these different types of scientific breakthroughs or scientific, you know, it's a better mousetrap to a certain degree. I mean, there's definitely some innovation that is unique to you guys and the patents that you own, but you pulled this all together and came up with a solution that can really, I mean, we can get this thing to market. It will, you know, we can't cure cancer necessarily, you know, because people will always still get it, but I mean, you're going to be able to bring a much higher quality of life to a lot of families out there by being able to take drugs that are either have been ineffective because their toxicity, is that right?
Toxicity,
meaning that they're way too potent. They can't put them into the body in enough dosage to affect the tumor in order to, you know, without killing the person, so they're deemed ineffective.
Right.
Or they deal with the situation that they deal with now and going through that. And what, you know, for any of the listeners out there that don't quite understand, I mean, I'm going to put it down in real layman's terms. A cancer is this tumor. NewView therapeutic solution that Roger has invented, in effect, and pulled together, you know, into a total solution, using this needle with eyes, right, at the end of the needle, because right now a big part is that people can't, they, with these really long needles, they can't see. They have to have this, they have an imprecise way for them to be able to get access to things because they have to use in some of the imaging systems. But this actually gives them like fiber optic vision right in to where it's going into the tumor.
Yeah, it's not fiber optic, but it's ultrasound.
Ultrasound.
We use ultrasound, which basically what we do with the ultrasound is we are able to pick up in real time the vibration that we put into the instruments, needles, probes, or catheters, such that we can follow the tip of the catheter or needle anywhere, any place in real time, such that we can be assured that we get not only the right tissue by being able to show, it shows up under color Doppler as a colored wand so that you can see the tip of these particular instruments. And at the same time, by doing so, we then can deliver and fine needle biopsy and or core needle biopsies at length, because the deeper you go, the more difficult it is to see under ultrasound. And that's the reason why in the past they've now gone to the use of MRI and CT, which, of course, is very expensive, anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000 in use to be able to put a needle in a particular position where we could do it right at bedside, which means that the physician in the doctor's office also can set up a sonography capability and even do this in the office with excellent results, as well as accuracy and assurance to the patient that what's being done is being done correctly. So it not only fits into managed health care, as we're all talking about how to cut back on costs and so forth, but we do have the accuracy of being able to get everything accomplished and done.
So terrific. Okay, so we sort of heard how you got the company together, you pulled this together. Tell us what you're bringing to market that's going to be able to generate revenue here. Unlike most biomed companies, you've got a real stage strategy that has multiple revenue streams and ramps up and really grows exponentially over time. So describe to people how you're going to take this to market and how you're going to grow that over time.
Okie dokie. Well, what we've first come out with and what we are coming out with here July, August, is a biopsy capability. Like I said, we were talking about the ultrasound visualization of needles, probes, and catheters. That has been developed, and now from a box that was 8 inches by 8 inches and a lot of computerization, we've now been able to develop and miniaturize that into a handheld disposable device, which can be used per patient and as a throwaway, but yet gets accomplished the specific responsibility that you're looking at, whether it be either in delivery of chemotherapeutic and or the capability of getting tissue biopsy, whether it be fine needle or core. From there, we go right into a development project, which, as you had mentioned earlier, actually came out of NASA. We have 12 patents from NASA, which are just incredible. All of the work was done up in the shuttle in space, and then we brought it down and had to actually regroup and be able to learn how to do it under gravitational responsibilities. But now we have patent on a particular device to be able to do that. And what we do is we microencapsulate chemotherapeutics, and if you take it in layman's terms, think of a water balloon, and what the water inside the balloon would be the actual chemotherapeutic itself, and over a period of time it diffuses through the membrane or through the balloon or the rubber tissue. But in the same respect as a balloon, we're looking at these as some 5 to 50 micron in size, so they're very small in size. Typically, when we give an injection, we're looking at about 1.5 million water balloons, all right, that we deliver into as a given dose. But with that, we will first come out with an imaging agent, which is the second product line. This imaging agent actually does not migrate, which means that the physician can use the imaging agent over a period of time. We believe upwards of a year to follow the patient to see whether there's been regression, whether there's been growth or whatever of a particular site, whether it be biopsy or a therapeutic site that they can follow under ultrasound. And then right behind that, we come up with the same principle of microencapsulation, and we have our chemotherapeutic, and we're able to give doses that will be put into vials and be delivered underdose to the patient under normal chemotherapeutic response. So what we've done over a period of a year and a half to 2 years is phase in, accomplish the capability of excision and or delivery of bolus chemotherapeutics. We then go to being able to manage and follow these particular processes. And then, of course, at the same time, in the end, we're looking within, actually before the end of the second year, we will have our chemotherapeutic in the market as well. And we're looking at 6 different drugs that cover 9 different cancer therapeutic situations. So everything from liver, pancreas, breast, prostate, ovarian, numerous cancers, and that's the nice thing about our whole process is that we adapt to all soft tissue cancers, where most of our competitors have typically gone only to whether it be breast or prostate or liver or so forth, but can't do them all. So that's advantageous for us as well. The marketability is incredible. The market size in the U.S. is some $18 billion, and worldwide some $40 billion. So we're looking to get into this exponential phase within 24 months, but yet we'll have recurring revenues within the next 2 months.
Yeah.
So we're ready. We are ready.
Well, great. So tell folks again how they can go and get some more information specifically about the company. If any investors that are listening, you're listening live, but you can also you'll be listening to this off of our website. You can click down to the launchfn.com and contact us page and request more information about New View Therapeutics. But tell folks what website they can go to get more information.
Sure. Our website is www.newviewtherapeutics.com. There's a sizable website there that actually is still under construction, but some of it shows a good presentation of what we're all about. Or you can contact me, Roger Kolasinski, Kolas, like in Sam, I-N, S like in Sam, K-I, either at R.S. Kolasinski at Newview Therapeutics, or the phone number is 703-477-3000, and I'd be happy to discuss further any investment opportunity that one might be interested in, because we are certainly in that mode.
Okay, so very good. So excited that you participated in the event and that you have had a good experience in working with us, and we're very excited about being able to get you in front of investors and hopefully get this thing to market, bring this innovation to market, and create jobs and create wealth.
I can't thank you enough. Like I said, your group has done a superb job with us, and everybody should know that you are a lady of action.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you, Roger, and you have an outstanding weekend, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so that concludes our... I made a mistake here. I'm searching people on the air here. That concludes our show, and I'm going to play a little music. I think I'm done. Everybody's gone. Bye.